Next up, we hear excerpts of Saeed Shaiye, Somali writer, photographer, and filmmaker out of Minneapolis, at his recent reading at Washington State University. And we begin with excerpts from a video poem.
Thinking about the connection between rappers saying pop Somali and me hearing Somali and how we are synonymous with violence, blood, shed, disaster, anger, eruptions. Thinking about how my favorite people reference my favorite rappers who reference my favorite people in violent ways as punchlines or bullet points. Like Freddie Gibbs saying straight out of Mogadishu or Nas saying some trifling hoes, I think they were Somalian, or Black Thought saying pull up on your block with Somali pirates. Thinking about how being a Black Somali man in America is juxtaposed with stereotypes of Black male violence in America, juxtaposed with ideas of Somali men are trash on my Twitter feed, and how we can't escape any of these, no matter how we say, do, or be. Thinking about Black men clutching AK-47s in music videos, driving slow, tipping foes, dripped in rose gold tooth fronts, Black good a berry juice crust. And I remember the ubiquity of AK-47s back home, where it's easier to buy one than a decent meal, where most walk around with the K, unable to afford the bullets for said K. Thinking about overdosing on Special K and Suboxone, falling into a K-hole, falling into a life hole, dropped by the long end of a snub-nosed, short-barrel, burly-stocked, collapsible back Andrei Kirilenko 47. Thinking about the advice I got at the airport in Hargeisa, you shouldn't wear your backpack too often in Somalia, Black brother, because the marks they leave on your shoulders may be mistaken for the ones left by AK-47 shoulder straps. You wouldn't want to be called a terroriti when you return to America. I didn't know how to tell them that was a foregone conclusion, and that I'd been called a terrorist in Africa just as many times as I did in America. Terroriti, definition, noun, a terroriti, a territory or body infested with radical terrorist threats. Black Muslim autistic immigrants especially, even if they've never been to Africa or were born in America and don't feel strongly about anything other than writing to blow themselves up. They probably blow themselves up in their writing, but that's not harming anyone, so we let it slide. Make sure that you give them a hard time at the airport every time.
I know niqabis that finish Lil B verses when I spit the first line. I know this world weren't meant to be dwelled in, but still I kick my feet back like marsupial. I know it's only partially safe to drop my Black man armor in Africa, cause even here I'm a suspect for different reasons, like Pusha T, coke pinky nails, sketch out my memoirs, clutch the pen like parliament. I never understood the conspicuous nature of people in public places. My sole goal is to be as unnoticeable as possible. If I could, I'd slide myself into the second dimension, such that you only ever see me head on. From the side, I disappear, such that you would have no choice but to see me how I see the world, sideways, peripherally. My mentor calls me an Afrofuturist memoirist. I call myself blank. On some days, it even makes sense, little Uzi Vert. My old therapist said, you don't trust women as a concept. My old therapist was a woman and a concept, so I didn't trust her or what she claimed I didn't trust, which is ironic because, I don't know, man, my spaceship is taking off and I can't afford to miss any more flights, terrestrial or extra. ASAP Rocky said, them boys don't dance, but we left them Harlem shaking.
To be in bondage to these, this is the ultimate tragedy. My discredimented.
Mango mush. Some days I wake up feeling like rain has entered me intravenously. Mango strands turn to teeth or a mouth, and water pours out cup-sieved mango teeth. I can't tell if tears or rainwater clouds these cataracts. I can't tell if those cloud waters will grow crops of mango trees or drown me in salinity. Stop crying. In my mouth, the words turn to mango soup. I call it butternut squash stew. In my life, the words have kept me sane, kept me going, kept me from going, and still. In my words, the life of my rhymes falls out the palace windows. I see sunlight leaking from pores when the world threatens to close thresher maw. Between the world and me, there is only a fartan. On my darkest days, I find light. I go back to prayer. I go back to words. I let the mush-mouthed mangoes form strands, tendrils, help me. All together now, Kuji sweater now. I wrap myself in a shroud of mango puree and guava juice and kernels in the back of a tan Volkswagen Vanagon, stick shift edition. Me and my family on the floor of it, eating from the same styrofoam containers I call home, that I call Tupperware as an adult, the same red spaghetti I loved as a child, drinking the same red juice. We call it Fimto, keep me on my brado. Sometimes the words feel like mango strands in my veins. I see mango juice leaking when needles prick places hair once lived. My blood is orange like red meat, green chew, tuna fish, spaghetti sauce. My mango words force me thrive. Mango words keep me dreaming of sunnier days between here and there is no hope. There is no I. Here, stop writing. I wish in endless strings of words like mango stands, like mango strands. Let that mango man. I'm that mango man. And sometimes the words feel like mango mush in my mouth, as if I'm trying to fill a void in my writing by writing about nothing, by speaking about not writing. A part-time nonverbal autistic experience. If you ask what my biggest struggle is, I say emotional numbing, a lack of soup. Force feel not world is feel far much a dunya creep. Adunya doesn't require consent. She will take me all the same. In my mouth, the words stick together like mango strands, like soup. I say I learned how to write in Seattle, where suicide is glamorized as falls rain. Does Seattle have a dying problem? The words don't do it justice. In my mouth, the words stick together like mango strands, like mulligatawny. In my old city, we are dying in coffee shops. The coffee beans taste like discarded mango pits, like dying mango trees. My tears string together like fungus from mango strands, dried mango hands. Hold the world together on a mango stand. In my mouth, the words stick together like mango strands, like mush, like mango man. All right, last one in this packet. 886V445. Within the space of constructed book, I smile and breathe ease. Oh yeah, alhamdulillah. There is no wrong way here. There is only here. You were loved more than me is easier to accept than neither of us is loved the way we should have been. Our people only want to be entertained by a burning ship. They don't care if people are burning on that ship. At times I forget, and then I remember, and then I slow down, and then I simmer. And now I'm here, staring at clock, 1:39 a.m. Before my people became businessmen and refugees, I don't know which is worse, we were poets. We were poets, and then we became this. Our ancestors must be crying in our graves. I now cry for heritage. The poems which have no writer life mate, too busy trying to assimilate, while our children die rich, empty deaths in this country of cold, degraded excess. Hold me close to your chest, burn this memory until you forget. Yeah, I'll close it out with this video. This is a poem I recorded, or I shared with a program called Art and Medicine. It's on Twin Cities PBS. This episode specifically was talking about disability, art, and culture. So, you know, that's kind of like my niche or whatever. Heaven is all goodbyes, but I hope it's soft. Softness of skin, softness of thought. Call me soft and I'll send you a heart. I won't do fisticuffs, just brisket cuts. When people call me soft, I found I'd be ashamed. Now I call myself soft to rebuke that disdain. Autistic, sensitive to everything. Autistic, we don't speak the same. Autistic in every poem I sing. Autistic in every song I cry, using tears to wipe ink smudge from my pants cuffs. Drowning the words, living for life. Heard it once told that life is wasted on the living, and death isn't something we should dwell on. All I know for certain is life exists on the fence between hope and hopelessness. It's like a seesaw, being autistic, swinging from joy to a meltdown. Sensory overwhelm, need something soft to calm me down.
The good Lord blessed me with soft skin, so I caressed myself for comforting. My masseuse, 20 years in the game, once said I had the softest skin she'd ever felt, like velvet, like felt. I took the compliment, but deep down, I knew autism was to thank, autism and Allah. One of the primary features of EDS, Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, is velvet soft skin. EDS is associated with ASD. I hate how white people attach syndrome or disorder to everything they don't understand, and I hate how negative connotations are attached to those attachments, which perhaps explains the negative connotations I attach to my same self-said Saeed name. What's the shorter word for connotation? How about, bro, pass me the cream cheese on a light. Pass me the hookah and a Sprite. Pass me fatty food and bring to stomach great delight. Better yet, pass me a prescription for my ADHD so I don't have to self-medicate just to get through life. And if you can spare it, pass me that peace of mind. Right behind two lost lovers stuck between time and the metronome which hangs over us all, ticking, talking, clicking, clocking. Bombs over Baghdad, bombs over Bay Double, bombs over Kiev, bombs over Kurdish Peshmerga. Young, ever a learner, never have I clutched a burner. That's a lie. But I was born in the land where AKs are cheaper than grains of sand. And sand is all we understand. The sun is all we have. The blackness of our skin protecting us from it. White people colonized Africa, but 400 years after the Dutch erected limp castles on our land, their descendants' skin still peels off in the sun. They can't even protect skin from sun, yet we're the inferior ones. Anyway, none of that matters anyway. I just pray I get to see heaven one day. Wish heaven on earth for all my people. Wish heaven was easier to get into. But as the prophet, peace be upon him, once said, the road to heaven is paved with hardship, the road to hell paved with ease. So if this life is any testament, heaven just may be in our future. At least we hope. And hope is all I have these days, when nights turn to day, turn to nights again. When the blood moon serenades my waking dreams. When Larry Levis's ghost writes living poems in Fresno, Modesto, San Diego. Takes the form of dirt devils, sand tornadoes. Uses wind to carve poems about nothing into still more nothing. Migrant farmers step over stillborn poems as they pluck fruit destined to be tossed from suburban fridges. I got cousins back home who've never seen strawberries or fridges. I don't know what that means, but I should probably cherish something, at least while I still can. Lord knows they could be on their way. Shoot, I think they knocking on my door right now. Don't knock, Ray. Ain't that how the last brother got tased? I mean, shot. Shoot, I mistook their guns for tasers. Ain't that what they said about the brother they killed before him? He was shot. A 9mm Glock taser. This is Minnesota, bro. All we export is frigid ice and police lies. Murder too, though. We export a lot of murder here. Shoot. Am I next? Wonder what lie they'll export about my murder, about my death. I pray I'm not next. And every one of my brothers prays he's not next. In a country that values our bodies only in death, where we know every traffic stop could be our death, in a land of never quite making rent. This place is hell. But is that such a bad thing? Hell is hard, and hardship leads to heaven. And heaven is all we have to keep us going. Heaven is all goodbyes, but I hope it's soft. I hope heaven is softer than this life. And I hope I see you on the other side.
You were just listening to a February 11th talk and reading by Saeed Shaiye at Washington State University. Thank you to WSU's Visiting Writer Series and Saeed Shaiye for that segment.